Hello and welcome to Nintendo Podcast System, episode 34, being recorded on Wednesday the 9th of November. Today we have myself, Jack Gorn. We also have Sam Spade.
Hello.
Oh, hello, how are you doing?
Thank you all.
We have Matthew.
Evening.
Evening. And we have three very, very special guests. We have Harrison Milford.
Greetings from America.
Greetings. Lewis Pugh.
I appreciate how we all get surnames.
Yeah. Mm. Well, just you got it all written down. Anyway, and Colin Hinton.
Hello.
Returning guest. Woo!
Yeah.
That's a good
Well, wonderful guys from Nintendo Boys. Hello, all.
Yeah.
How are we all?
We're merging podcasts.
Feels nice. Feels good. Yeah, so like these three lovely people here who you are listening to are from Nintendo Voice.
Yeah, they so are. If you hadn't heard of it,
that's a problem.
Weekly,
you need to get that
Nintendo
sorted out.
Podcast. Yeah, do check us out.
Yeah, they're a brilliant podcast, so please do listen to all of them. Colin, you may have recognised from a good while back. Lewis is from the notable example where I went missing, but then again, that's because of homework. And about Harrison, you're new to the show. So yes. How about you tell us about you?
Well, as you probably noticed from the accent of my voice, I am not unlike all of you in Britain right now. I'm not from the area, but I respect every one of you. I come from the middle of America, a state called Missouri, where I was born and grew up in and continue to live at. And I am just a huge Nintendo fan. Been since when I first picked up an NES controller, and ever since then to this day. And I don't know, it's like growing up, one thing I wanted to do as a kid, whatever, is like, I just love Nintendo so much, just like, I want to write about them, or I want to work for them. And for those who I am, and through a lot of things that came out, I end up making a podcast with Lewis and Colin when we used to work at Nintendo, decided to form our own podcast. So
nice.
That's my short origin story there. I mean, the more condensed. There's a little details in there that probably I'm withholding at this moment. And I don't know. It's let's just say basically here in America, we're just like trying to wrap our heads around basically what just happened with an election night. So everything's good.
Our thoughts are with you, sir. Our thoughts
also
are with
you
and everybody else.
It's all fine. It's just, I think the only thing that kind of kept me happy, basically, or not, well, just kind of took my mind off it, aside from me trying to find a job. I mean, I work other part-time work, but I don't have a full-time. Oh. I realized Pokemon's coming out soon. That's really my only bit of happiness.
But it's been leaked, so there's that. but yeah, we'll get into that in a bit later. But I think there's cause for celebration. Lewis, you've released Twisted Fusion.
I have, finally!
Yeah.
It's out in the wild. It was real all along.
It was real. Of course it was real.
Well, I'm always dubious about some of these Kickstarter things, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, they're so easy to mock up. You can just just drag out the process. Oh, I ran out of money. Sorry, guys.
but congratulations on the release of the game.
Oh, cheers, man. It's been really fun just to actually see people play it. It's really awesome.
Nice.
All right. So, Harrison, as our new guest, you got to pick the intro music and ending music this time.
Yeah, and
so,
What's
the intro music?
The intro music. Well, I wanted to get something more. I wanted to pick something from Metroid, since that's probably my favorite Nintendo series. Up there with Zelda. I was just going through my head thinking, like, what would be more perfect? And given the election in the United States, I decided to put Escape from Dark Aether from Metroid Prime 2 Echoes. So,
real subtle there.
Yeah, no, it's a great note. I would say, like, that theme is probably one of my favorite remixes that Kenji Yamamoto actually did for the score for that game. Like, they reworked a lot of the reworked tracks from past games I really enjoy, and a lot of the original stuff I do. Like as well, especially so. That's the intro. Do I tell the ending right now, or do I wait?
We'll wait to the end.
I got you. I'm new on this.
We'll keep the suspense.
Keep the suspense. That's all. All right. Well, that's it for the intro, so let's move on into the next section. Oh, wait, no, actually, hold on. I just want to mention, like, we weren't planning on doing,
next
like...
Next section?
Yeah, new section. But I just want to say, we weren't even planning on, like, having, like, everybody here. Originally, it was just Harrison. But we still had
Colin,
Lewis.
Say hello as well. Colin, just say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, like, originally...
Colin's here as well.
We were just going to have Harrison come on, and then... Lewis was still in the group chat for Skype, so it felt a bit bad if we kicked him out.
Yeah, and then get crashed.
You tried, to be fair, at first.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know, because it wouldn't be fair on Colin, and then I asked Colin...
Well, you say that, but you did ask me to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Did I? I said
it's all
no.
Coming out now.
I put my foot down.
All right. Oh. But yeah, but...
Should we move on?
Let's just move on, yeah. So this is the news. We got a decent amount this time, which I don't remember there being much last episode, but anyway.
That was the quickest transition Matthew's ever made.
It really is.
This is the news!
But then again, like, the listeners, they don't know that, because I put the transition. That's a secret. Lewis has just put down news a lot of time in the Google Docs.
In case you weren't aware, this is the news.
So let's start off with a good, if you want to look at it that way. Nintendo Switch, it has been revealed, as talked about in the last episode.
Wait, it's been revealed again? What?
Yes. The Nintendo Switch presentation, where all the good stuff will be going down, like the system price specs, what I could do, games, probably even more.
Juicy details.
Yes, all the juicy stuff. It'll be coming, it'll be arriving or whatever on January 12th.
Brits, it's January 13th.
Hmm.
So it's a bit of an overlap.
So I wonder when it is, exactly, in some day. I hope it isn't during school.
I think it's going to be very early in the morning
early
for
morning.
Us
because, yeah,
because they're they've not said times yet, but Nintendo of America is saying January 12th and Nintendo of Europe is saying January 13th.
Yeah,
well, Wednesday. God, yeah, I could have done it on the weekend.
Well, I'm glad that we're getting an event here, but also I'm glad that we know this way ahead of time, because it seems like any time when a direct drops, which, you know, it happens, but it's happening the next day or 2 days from now, I can finally plan out a day off from work when I can watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, January 13th is my birthday, so I'll definitely have it.
Oh,
off.
Yeah, yeah.
And no better way to celebrate that than finding out everything about the Switch.
Yeah, but about 1 o'clock in the morning. You going to eat cake?
Yeah. I'm going to be in bed with a big cake watching this presentation.
Light the candles.
Exactly. I mean, this sounds fantastic.
Oh, it actually does. I'm not even lying. But the other thing as well, touching upon what you said, though, Harrison, is just that people will stop asking, when are we going to hear more? You said if they kept this under wraps until 2 days ahead of time, people will still be like pestering them, when is it going to be? But yeah,
at least they've given a solid date and said, look, we're going to show it off here. You have to wait till then. Annoying, but at least we've got a date.
It's annoying, wait, but I think it's still good. But have you seen the venue? It's pretty big conference area, I believe. It's bigger than Tokyo Game Show. I think so, yeah. Like, or at least the venue they use, or at least the conference room they use for Tokyo Game Show, the room for Nintendo Switch's presentation, that will be bigger. I can't remember specifically. But that may be just for Japan. Like, over here, we may get, like, a direct sort of thing. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, there's a good long wait for us. Yeah. Speaking of the Switch, we could be seeing a Super Smash Bros. Port coming to the Switch within its first 6 months. I think this has been a good rumour going around for a while, or at least a popular rumour.
Yeah, I think even before the Switch was announced, they're like, oh yeah, they'll just port it to
like Emily Rogers was saying it, and it was just like kind of accepted by fans. It's just like, this is an obvious choice. But the other thing is regarding the Bayonetta and Cloud amiibo, and they are being saved for the game's release.
I was going to say, my very odd prediction around all this, I reckon a Switch version of Pokken will come out before a Switch version of Smash does.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
And to be honest, I would prefer that, because like Pokken, we still need to get those DLC fighters.
Yeah, I don't reckon we will. I reckon they'll be in
the Wii version.
I reckon they'll be in the Switch version. And that may be a launch title. Is my
that'd be a good launch title, to be fair. Game fighting game right off the bat, that'd be quite good.
Because
that got tag tournament too.
Oh yeah, that was the beginning. I think really though, when you look at the possibility of Smash, you know, being ported or remastered, and like a direct, basically a full version being on, the Switch though, is it's definitely Nintendo basically showing like, you know, obviously this console we had to get off the ground, but and you know, out successfully. But we don't want to, a lot of those great games that were on the Wii U, trying to find a way to unearth those. So, yeah. And, you know, Smash 4 is one of those. And it's very weird as far as the definition of a port or a remaster, because if Splatoon or either this new Mario Kart or Smash, is it really a port if half the content they put in there is new and half is old?
My first worry with this is what port are they actually going to be putting on there? Because we've got the 3DS version as well.
I think the common idea I've seen going around is that it's, at the base, it's the Wii U version, but it has like the 3DS stages in there as well.
Because the 3DS version of Smash did sell really well, didn't it? If I remember.
Well, it sold better than the Wii U version. But then again, like 3DS has sold way more than Wii U's, so... In the first place, so it does make sense, but I think to really entice it, and plus it is portable, it would be nice to see all the 3DS stages.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. They consolidated both versions into one.
I wonder if we'll get Karen as an extra character or something.
What do you mean, like, Karen's the best? I can't believe you mispronounced his name. That's disrespectful.
Karen.
Oh, I thought you said Karen. Oh, it's wow. Like, what? Oh, as a Nintendo Karen from the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
New character.
An extra hidden character. In
yeah, it's the only way we're going to get that amiibo, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's... but yeah, I think a new character's likely. I think Ice Climbers would make sense.
If we I could see that. I think we see the return of the Ice Climbers.
I would like a newcomer as well. Preferably someone like the Inklings, because they're Nintendo first party.
Yeah.
So, even though a third party would be crazy and, of course, exciting, I would love to see a first party more, just to bring in the fact that this is a Nintendo console.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, moving on here to a good amount of Pokemon stuff. Starting us off is Pokemon Sun and Moon. I think this could be the final trailer talking about, because there hasn't been an announcement for the next one yet.
Yeah, and it comes out in how soon?
Yeah, 2 weeks today of recording. So, we're recording on 9th of November, and about Friday week for the US and rest of the
world. Yeah.
But yeah, so we are getting very close to release. But first of all, we'll talk about the trailer. What do we think of the final evolutions, for the starters?
They were basically what was leaked early on.
They were leaked.
Yeah, they were.
I quite like the designs. I'm still a little bit disappointed in forgetting their names now. And Litten's
Incineroar.
Incineroar. He looks amazing.
It's quite fierce.
I like it out of context from its previous evolutions. I just don't feel it. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a difference when it goes from like the four-legged animal to a two.
I think what really made me laugh was like it had like the belt on, which made it look like a firefighting type, and then they're like, "Oh no, it's fire dark!" And then people are like,
"Oh my god,
doesn't make any sense."
Bye.
Yeah.
My friend is. I have a buddy of mine who, when he called me and he was asking like, you know, about like which versions of the game I'm getting, and I asked him, like, what's his starter he's going to do? And he really, like, Litton, like, the first starter on there. But he might be going, he's going, his first starter is going with Water for the first time in years.
Popplio.
Yeah, and which by the way, Popplio is definitely the definition of an ugly duckling.
Oh.
I personally don't like the final evolution of Popplio. It seems only to be very feminine.
I do see that point, but then again, like, I see that point, but then again, like, Incineroar does seem to be, like, very masculine, if you know what I mean.
True.
That's the thing, like, but I do see your point, because it's like, I don't like having Pokemon that are very masculine in design actually be female, and vice versa. For some reason,
yeah.
It's just the way of the game, it's just like, okay, fine, but...
It's like you look at Gardevoir and Gallade, and, like, one's feminine, one's masculine, so it's just like...
The thing is, like, Gallade's... I'm not sure if they have changes, but Gallade's only male, but Gardevoir can
Gallade's,
be both.
Gallade can only be male. You have Gardevoir to have a male
both, I think.
Curlier to get Gallade.
But yeah, so, like, I don't know, I still like Primarina from design. I wasn't too keen on Brionne, to be honest. But Primarina, something about Primarina seems alright. But
Water
it,
Fairy?
Water Fairy, that's quite good typing. But it's special move.
Water Fairy.
Alright, no, hold on. Decidueye. Can we just talk about Decidueye quickly? That's the best, like, hands down. You can't deny that. You can't deny that. We're all in agreement.
It's
alright. Can anyone deny? No?
I don't know. The name's terrible. I don't know about the name.
I'm not sure about the name. It's a bit of an odd name, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think all of them are a little bit off, names-wise. Mm-hmm. Incineroar was a little bit lazy, I think.
The thing that, like, struck me most about Decidueye is grass ghost typing. That took me by surprise.
Is it?
Plus its, yeah, plus its wing is the bow...
The wing as well, yeah. That was seen in the concept for Chinese Link.
Yeah. I was just thinking, where does the ghost part of it come in? I don't get it.
I remember, like...
But you got to kill it when it's in the middle stage, and then it...
You kill it. Yeah, you kill it from all the anger over that pick, yes.
No, I did hear a theory that it is based on a certain owl in Hawaii that's now extinct. So that's why it's a ghost type.
Right.
Okay. Oh, a bit of dark humor. Well, that would be a better backstory.
But I'm not sure. Cool.
I like that.
But the other thing they showed off were their exclusive moves. So, Decidueye, it acts like Mean Look, so the opponent can't switch out Pokemon, but it also does damage. Incineroar's, I can't remember it exactly, but it's a dark type move that just ignores stat changes. But Primarina's is a bit more limited in that any target it strikes, it heals burning conditions. It's just like,
that's very specific.
That's very specific.
Unless you're playing a team battle and you go for your own team player, then that's
if you use something like Surf and you got one that's burnt already. I suppose it's going to be very limited use, but...
I think it's just, like, a bit silly, but it's nice to have, like, that little effect there, I guess. Anyway, the island guardians were also shown off for each island. What do we think of them?
With their own Z-mood.
Yeah, with their own Z-moves.
Which is just basically they fold into a giant head and attach a headless guardian thing and smash the living hell out of whatever it is.
It just reminded me of Power Rangers all over again. Omega Zord or whatever it's called.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did you put that? Yeah. I guess you could see that. Yeah. I don't know, I still like the first one, Tapu Koko, the best, to be honest. I don't know what it is, but just something about him seems really cool to me.
Yeah.
Meh.
You're on your own with that one, Matt.
Sorry. I don't know. But I don't think we could deny the appeal of Cosmog, to be fair.
Yeah, Cosmog's pretty cool.
Cosmog's.
Yeah.
It seems like it'll have a big impact in the story, it seems.
Yeah.
And then the last bit, which I think... I'm a bit sad that they've shown this off. I'm happy and sad, but they showed off the battle tree. And this is sort of like the, I can't really describe it, but like Battle Tower and stuff like that, previous gens, let's say. But at the battle tree, you can face off against classic Pokemon trainers. So the ones that you showed off at the start were Cynthia and Wally. But then they showed off redesigns of Red and Blue.
Yeah, this is very strange.
Red looks very grumpy.
Red looks sick. Don't deny that.
It's just like, you woke me up from a good nap.
He does look like that, actually, to be fair. He doesn't like he just woke it up.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't want
to. Just like, I got out of bed for this.
That's pretty cool. Like, they're in the game, though. And like,
yeah.
Yeah, I do like they're like slightly more mature designs. Like, they have aged since I've seen them.
Age with the games, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe not that much, but, you know, they've aged a bit. I think it'd be cool to fight them. Like, if they're even more powerful than, like, what we fought them in, like, Gold and Silver, they're going to be absolutely beasts. So that's going to be quite cool. They had level 70s, I believe, in the game.
They've grown since their little sprite days.
Yeah.
One's a Pokemon master, and the other one's a gym leader at 12 years old. So, you know, it's... it's pretty crazy when you think about it.
There's an interesting tidbit about the music as well. The music playing in the trailer, I'm sure you guys may have realised, but that was a remix of the Encounter
Blues
theme from the original.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that apparently you can change the music during battle trees. So that's quite interesting, and I quite like that.
I like that in X and Y, you could change it in the battles, and you could have like Mewtwo's battle music and things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's for Wi-Fi battles, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice to see that change coming in, like in the main game as well. But yes, that's Sun and Moon. But yeah, that's not over yet because the whole thing has been leaked. Joy.
Boom.
I think I'll probably be able to avoid it so far. I'm wondering if I'll be able to survive the show though.
Hopefully. It's just like, Europe already has to wait like 5 days after everybody else. Why does it have to be harder on us?
Yeah.
I won't spoil it for Lewis's ear, but I've seen the whole list of Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was data mined with the demo.
But yeah.
But this league has like everything, like stats, story stuff, everything.
Mental.
It is.
I was kind of expecting this to leak a little earlier than what it did.
Because normally,
the game comes out like soon. Mm. I was just expecting it to be like maybe like a month before it would have been like, oh yeah, by the way, this is what's in the game. It's like, ah.
Because normally review copies go out like a month earlier.
I don't think reviews even have that yet. I'm not sure. Which is really weird. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's just like the whole concept of leaking. Like, there's a difference because, like, when do you remember when Smash leaked? That big one. And the whole roster was leaked.
Yeah.
That was annoying, of course. But then again, that was, like, only from, like, one person. You know, it's not necessarily made. It wasn't made as such, but, like, it was only one single person could have done that, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, the fun part about the Smash leaks were you never knew whether to believe it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was like, is this character really in it? It's like, no way. And it's like, oh, Cloud is in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But even then, like, just seeing that whole roster being leaked on the 3DS version, there was still that element, even though we would have believed it with the Japanese version when that came out, but there was still that element of like speculation and all that. But with Sun and Moon, that's like the whole game. People are spoiling the whole game for you. I feel that's a bit, I don't know. I feel that like leakers should just stay offline for it. Like, and the thing is, like, of course they could just put down, oh, if you at your own discretion, that's all right. But at the end of the day, somebody would come along and just put it on their own social media with no warning whatsoever.
To be fair with leaks, I've had the same problem with Paper Mario, like Color Splash. I've been trying to avoid everything I could from like all the like YouTube, like,
oh yeah, like,
and things. And it was all over Twitter and Facebook and everything. I'm just like, stop sharing stuff. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
it's so difficult to avoid it now.
And I think it's just
always
like,
there.
A difference between like what the developers want you to see. Like, I think with all the Sun and Moon stuff we've had, I think we've been spoiled a bit too much. I'm not sure, but there may be a lot more that we just don't know. That's the exciting part. But the developers at least want us to know that information by putting that in trailers, if you know what I mean. They don't want us to know all the story before it's even out. So that's the thing that kind of bugs me about leaks. I don't know, it's just my view on it, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, mini run.
It's unfortunate, but yeah.
Anyway, moving on, the NES Mini, that's coming out this week, and it has a really short cable.
It's like, yeah.
3 inches. Yeah.
Is that they're really trying to recreate the old days where you have to sit right in front of the TV screen?
That's, I think, what they wanted to do. And also, like, you know, to kind of get that retro feel to it, even though from it's flawed from a design aspect, like as far as the cord length, it's something that could be rectified easily. But it's also the fact that, you know, you got to sit there and reach for the reset. That's
it. You got to remember, TVs are a lot brighter and a lot better than the old TVs of olden days. You're going to go blind trying to sit really close to this.
It's
annoying. At least you can use those controllers elsewhere like with using the Wii, because I know the Japanese version, their wires are all literally wired to the console. You can't take them off.
They're hardwired,
They're all hardwired. It's just a little bit strange, but is there any way of extending the cables or anything, or is it literally...
There's a wireless controller you can purchase.
So, yeah, there's a couple of third-party options. Yeah, as Colin mentions, there's a wireless version. And also people are selling extended cords. So you got those options.
And you got a longer, I've heard of a wireless controller, but the look on the thing is like, it's a third party one, but I look at it, I'm like, oh, that just looks so ugly.
It's that Mad Cat's controller. It's like,
good old Mad Cat.
The ones you give to your friends when they come round and it never works.
Nintendo seriously get the old NES out along with the controller and just let's just shrink everything. And it's like, you could have kept the cable, guys. The cable length was perfect, you know. But maybe they're trying to save money on it. I don't know.
That's probably the most. Yeah, that's probably what I was going to say. Is probably just saving a bit of money on there. But
yeah,
very very disappointing, but. At least you can still play all those games on there, and all in HDMI, so it's...
Yeah.
Which is a bonus, especially if you're recording stuff. Wink, wink, Sam.
cheers. Well, I'm not buying one.
No?
No.
I'm not picking one up either.
Purely because I'd just be playing the same things I remember so well, and it's just like...
My reasoning is I have no real connection to the NES, so it's before my time, really.
I still have my NES literally right next to me, so it works. So I don't really need to go buy a mini one.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but anyway, moving on. Matthew?
sorry. Right, just something on my phone. Please excuse me.
You are not excused. Get on with the podcast.
Right, let's see here. Pokemon Go. Even though I have admit, I have underestimated it sometimes, but he is starting to be a much better app from the start, of course. So we've got a good amount to go through. First of all, Pidgey and Rattata, they've been... they are no longer found from 2 kilometer eggs, as well as they don't spawn as much, which is always a good thing.
Thank God.
I can imagine people are just celebrating
loads of Weedles instead now.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah.
Eevee's moved from 10 kilometers to 5 kilometers. Now, to be fair, I would like Eevee to be 2 kilometers. I'm seeing a lot of Eevees right now.
More Eevees.
Yeah, there's that. The layers update. I think this is pretty major update in my opinion. They've added daily bonuses. So if you catch the first catch of the day and the first Pokestop visited of the day, you get a little bonus of XP.
500 XP extra for the first one of each.
Then if you do it for 1 week, then you get 2,000.
Yeah,
I think you do because it stacks up.
And I think that, like, that's just a really great addition. Just, like, because you, I think that's one of the things that they should have had it early on, just to get people playing each and every day. I already do that because I go to school and I'm like, why not? But on a long walk to school. But just that is just like a nice gesture, I think, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it keeps people. Yeah, sorry, Lewis.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, a lot of mobile games have this sort of feature. Mm. I was very surprised, actually, like it didn't launch with something like that.
Yeah, I think that could have helped.
A lot of apps use it now, don't they? To try and keep people coming back to it.
Yeah, and I think it makes even more sense of an app like this, where you generally do use it like out and about on, you know, on journeys and such.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel other games, like mobile games, they have this feature, and you will just like literally launch it just to get your bonus, and then you'll close it. Whereas I feel on a game like Pokemon Go, you'll get your experience, and then you feel okay. I will keep it running for the next couple of minutes, see if there's any Pokemon nearby and such, and it like just gets you in there.
Yeah, definitely. The last couple of days they've had like a little mini event running as well, so you're getting extra Pokeballs and you'll see an extra Pokemon surrounded by you. And I don't know if you guys have all sort of found it playing it, but when I'm at college, we're literally sitting on the Pokestop, and there's about eight or nine Pokemon now.
Yeah, that can't be distracting.
No, not at all. But yeah, I work hard at college. Yeah,
almost caught them all.
Yeah, see.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
it's really good so far at the moment. The way they've developed it, and it seems to be improving.
And I think we could be seeing a pretty big update in the future, because in the code for the latest update, the code for Gen 2 Pokemon have been found.
Yes. The numbers have been input from 152,
to 251. 250. Oh, 250. Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, wait, what? Mm. All right.
Celebi's in there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Chikorita's Celebi, yeah.
So, yeah, which is basically the extra 100 on top for the second generation, in theory. So, but there's also... Just to add on to this, there's been a move added to the game as well. So hopefully Ditto should be appearing soon as well.
That'd be quite cool.
Extra one to catch.
But yeah, and I think that's the other thing. So I hope after they add Gen 2, they start to get more and more generations added.
Yeah, I think they're going to space them out, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just try and maintain that interest.
Yeah, it's to keep people playing every day, and you know, there's no point just giving them everything straight away. You might as well do it bit by bit, and then try and keep people playing. But then we still got the legendaries to come as well. There's nothing, been nothing mentioned of them. So,
how far do you have to go to catch a legendary? How far are they going to push you? You've got to climb a mountain.
You've got to go to the White House and win the presidency to be able to catch them.
Well, it all makes sense now.
Well, you have to go to the Arctic to get Articuno, because it's in the name.
Oh, God, that would be tough.
You got to go to the clouds to find a Zapdos and things like that.
There will be people trying to do that. I guarantee it. There will be people.
You've got to put your phone in the fucking clouds and try and get out.
If there are people dumb enough to vote for Trump, then there are people dumb enough to try that. That's it. This isn't politics. This isn't...
Right, moving on.
Speaking of updates on mobile games, Miitomo is getting a big update.
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah, I forgot about
that. Oh, I forgot. It's
yeah, that's a thing.
Jack,
we can now do messages between people or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like we can do in all our other apps that do it.
Pretty much. But there's some nicer updates in there, kind of.
I think the main thing was the fact you can talk to each other, but you can also send individual messages from Miitomo with like Miitomo pictures and things between friends. I think that was one of the main things, but I can do that on Twitter anyway.
But you could also customize your room and share outfits with the world.
That was pretty good. I did like that.
I may have to go back in, because I haven't been in it since before E3, and that's a long time ago. Like, I think even since May, I haven't been on
it. I think even myself, I used to play it every day, and now I'm sort of slowing down on it, because it's just no one else is on it anymore. So.
But nah. If people were to go on it, if anything, it's just because of the Mi Photo thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've used it. Really.
Yeah.
That are the retweet events.
Yeah. But even then, even for the Zelda promotion or the Kirby Cafe promotion, I didn't even go on that.
Speaking of Kirby Cafe, isn't that shutting down?
I think that is.
What?
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah. Oh,
I think, tragic.
I think it, like many of those things, were designed to be a temporary set up shop.
Kind of a...
Yeah, when you hear about all the Dragon Quest restaurants and all those other things, they're only around for 6 months or so. They're not established and then run.
Yeah,
there are a lot of them in Japan that do that same sort of thing.
Yeah, so I think they just rotate. So that will probably turn into something else.
Was one that was a prison calf. You had to sort of, it was really very
Did
odd.
You have to try and escape or
possibly? I don't know. You were served by guards and things. All in prison.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was really weird. Japan is weird, as I've told
you. It really is.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. I hope because of this, they add more, or at least do more cafe promotion stuff. Because I think Kimishima did promise eating establishments or something like that earlier on in the year.
Oh, yeah, so... Yoshi cookies, please.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one, yeah. That'd be quite good. But I would like to see it over here as well, maybe something in London or something like that. Who knows? Like
tomatoes and things and stuff.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing, New Leaf.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Sam, because you are a resident Animal Crossing boffin. Take it away.
Yeah, Animal Crossing got a huge update along with a direct as well. With the main man Harvey, or Harv for short, or Harv for long. I love that joke. Basically they've added many, many things to it, which also includes amiibo function. And when you scan specific either Animal Crossing ones, which will then import the character along with a nice little caravan, kitted out with furniture of their liking, or the really special ones, you can do the Animal Crossing specific figurines, or some selected ones outside of Animal Crossing, which is the Zelda ones, which get you specific customized characters. I think it's Wolf Link, Medley, and Ganon,
and Epona.
Is Epona? Oh yeah, and Epona,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
but I think that's along with the new ones, which is a real pain because I don't have them yet. But and you can also get Splatoon. You can get two squirrels from the Calamari amiibos, and you can also get an octopus from the normal regular ones. I can't think what else there is.
Something to do with the ghost thing. I don't know what
Wisp. If you use Wisp. Villager, yeah. If you use Villager, you get Wisp. Which is quite funny.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's a legendary villager, I believe that's what he's referred to.
Yeah, he was added late because
I still haven't gone around to trying that update out. I'm quite sad about it.
You just basically you're just walking around and then Wisp calls out to you. You find his lamp and then he says, "Oh, can we go somewhere less crowded, not out in public?" And you have to take him back to your home and then.
Sounds seedy.
I was going to say.
It sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? But yeah, and then he can't exist on this plane of existence without a vessel, so he possesses the...
Delete!
Amiibo. It sounds weird, doesn't it?
It really does, but then again, it's Animal Crossing.
Yeah, there's been updates to some of the other bits and pieces,
Happy
Home Designer stuff as well.
Oh yeah, they've... you allow the... to just customize you can in Happy Home Designer, right?
You get a small...
I really like that. That's really good.
You get a small intro from Lottie, and then you can just do it. And there's also a new expansion, which is the Secret Storage, which gives you a bigger storage section other than
the closets,
the closets or the cupboards or things, which is really handy. Because I was running out of space.
Did you hear Toteka's song in the trailer?
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. It was KK playing it, and Tataka himself was, like, playing right next to him.
Yes.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, oh, wow, geek out moment.
I mean, actually, yeah. Like, let's talk about the direct for a second. I think that was, like, quite charming. I really liked
it.
It
was bizarre.
It was bizarre. Like,
I'm
like,
Lewis, it was very bizarre.
It's bizarre.
It was obviously voiced over because, like, it was totally out of sync with his lips. It was quite funny.
It's just completely odd, though. Why are they updating a game which is, like, 2-3 years old?
That's true, yeah.
Because it saves them making a new one.
they made a new one.
A new one. They just re-release the old one as a new version.
Essentially, yeah. Because they have changed the box art for it, certainly. So will be shortly on store shelves if it's not already.
I wonder though with this, it's like this just well, like, when you look as far as the disconnect, whatever, this feels like, as far as, I mean, obviously Amiibo did not exist 3 years ago when this game was released. It's just for a DLC like this, it's just, it feels so late. But then again, this game recently got put on Nintendo Selects, so that's at least a bargain there as well. But it's a matter of, like, who else is gonna go up there and revisit their town. And is there enough for people to actually buy this new game up and, you know, interact with people?
Maybe like a cross promotion with the fact it's on the Selects is quite a good idea, I suppose. But
here's the thing, like, well, the one positive thing is that Animal Crossing New Leaf is one of the best selling titles on the 3DS. So if any update should receive it, I think it's quite fitting that it's Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah, since they mucked up the Wii U.
Amiibo Festival.
Wii U launch.
Speaking of which, they forward yet another Wii U game over the 3DS in the form of Desert Island Escape.
there's the too many games. I forgot about those.
That seems quite interesting, Puzzle League. But the
Puzzle League one's pretty good. I haven't got it yet.
I think you've got to take into account, like, how does this indicate how long away a possible Animal Crossing game for the Switch could be? If they had an Animal Crossing game within, I'd say, the first year, I think that would set them up quite well.
With the transport and I can't think of the word. With being able to take the Switch out and about, it'd be easier to connect with different consoles rather than the whole, like, mucking about of, like, here and there, and it's still all on one console. And
I think
they might be onto a winner if they do that.
Yeah, it would work out quite well, because obviously there's been both portable and console entries in the series, and both of them have their advantages. And so, yeah, it would be nice to have that all in one.
Exactly.
But I hope that they learn from this and they add this, what's happened in the update with the minigames. I'm not too bothered about, but just the thing about using the home decoration skills from Avion Designer, having the Meow tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
Being able to sell your own town for a lot of bells and start anew. All that stuff.
Yeah, not happening. Not after the amount of effort.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention one thing. You know when you use the Amiibos to get the characters up onto the caravan park?
You can get their furniture and stuff, right?
No, you can get them to come to your town and live in your town.
That's right, yeah. Cool.
And it's even better because you can actually use that function if your town is full to kick someone out. So you can kick out unwanted characters. And I have a good few I need to get rid of. Gaston, Chow, Egbert are three in particular I got my eye on getting rid of.
All right. I am interested in getting back to it because it's just like a nice game to just kill.
Brilliant game.
Oh no, there's a lot of dust on my desk.
Dust.
Sorry.
get some wood grain on there, whatever, man, or just clean it off.
I just use my finger. Well, it probably won't be coming as much as the week.
So cutting that part out.
Wow.
Doesn't play well on audio, does it?
No. Alright, so that wraps it up for this section, so let's head into the next section. So this is the What Have You Been Playing section right now, but we do have to say goodbye quite early to Lewis.
Unfortunately so. Oh, I was hoping I'd be able to stick around for the full show, which is a shame really, because I had some cool things to talk about and what we've been playing and so on.
Mm.
So I'll have to save one of those for next time.
Or, if you're listening, you could check out Nintendo Voice.
Ah, there we go. Yeah,
there we go.
Talk about some things on there as well. I might save one in particular.
All right.
For if we meet up again. Because it was such an oddball one I put on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you all enjoy the show, but I shall be leaving now.
All right. Thank you, Lewis.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So, yes, so this is what I've been playing right now. Harrison, or Colin, fight for the glory. Who wants to go first?
Colin, how about you go first?
Well, I have to tell a short story, okay? I wasn't originally planned to be on this podcast, okay? I was heading home, and I received a message from email and Twitter at the exact same time, one from Lewis, one from Matt, okay? And they both basically said, what are you doing in the next 10 minutes? Can you, you know, can you come on the show? And I was like, I guess. Just let me get home and I'll see what I can do. So I get home, I look at the notes, and apparently I've been playing a game called My Little Pony Cross Tekken, which is an interesting game that I've not quite heard of. But
is this 2D or 3D?
I'm not sure.
You've been playing it. So.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Most. if I was to guess, I would say 3D. But I think the game they're alluding to is Pokken Tournament, which is what I've been playing.
You said the My Little Pony thing is like, Colin, you're a brony now?
Oh, God.
I hope not.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole, please.
Go on, Harrison, please.
No.
Right. No. So, Colin, yes. Pokken.
Pokken Tournament. Or yeah, as it's known in like other areas in Europe, like Pokemon Tekken, as in that's the title, which is
pretty much
interesting.
Yeah,
the Pokemon Tournament. It's, I mean, Pokemon Tekken pretty much describes it in a nutshell. It's a Tekken game with a Pokemon skin on top. That's about it.
Question, Colin. Who do you mean?
I main Sceptile. It's not a bad choice, considering there's only, I think, 11 Pokemon to choose from.
I think it could be.
Maybe less
than
that.
Hopefully.
12, I thought. But,
you see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. But
there'll be more soon.
Nevertheless, it probably won't be much for my guard of war anyway, let me just say.
Nah.
Yeah, that's the main disappointment about the game, actually, is the rather limited number of Pokemon. It's like, can you guys squeeze a few more in here? And there are some Pokemon that you play as, and they feel like identical to other ones that you can play as. It's like, it feels a bit rushed. But, yeah. I mean, overall, it's just a fighting game. If you want to play as a Pokemon and beat each other up, it's great. But...
from what I've seen of it, like people playing it and mainly in little competitions and things, it's been quite interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. I'm no good at it. I can't understand the whole.
It's really
rock paper scissors, but it's like
more
to it kind of thing. So,
it is really more a visual game because the actual gameplay is very basic control wise. Mm. There's only two attack buttons. Well, there's light attack, heavy attack, and then Pokemon attack. It's where you do moves from the actual game, but they're not very effective, and they're more for show.
And then block as well, and it's between those three.
Block,
depending on what you use and things like that. But it's a good game still. I do enjoy it, and I like the fact that the arcade version's getting Scizor.
Yeah.
Scizor, Darkrai, and now Krogunk.
This is the interesting thing. The arcade version has got a bit more content than the Wii U version. And they haven't said anything about the Wii U version getting the content that the arcade version
has. I do remember when Darkrai was first revealed, Nintendo Europe or something like that, they put out a tweet saying, oh, Darkrai is coming this date to the Wii U version, but then the tweet got deleted. So I'm not sure what's happening there. Maybe it's just a mistake of their part?
Yeah, I kind of feel they've probably just pulled a plug on it.
There is there is still one more Pokemon that I've been told about that's going to be in the game that hasn't been mentioned at all anywhere yet.
Empoleon, isn't it?
Empoleon. And it's like... Ooh. It's an interesting one to add, but...
That's an interesting choice, yeah.
We'll see how that plays.
I really hope so, because Piplup was my first ever Pokemon. So to see Empoleon in there would be quite cool. What?
I'm trying to think... Are there any water types playable? I don't think there are.
Suicune, I think. Is Suicune...
Suicune's ice.
Suicune's ice.
Sorry.
No, he's ice and water.
I see, so it's half right.
It's more ice.
Swear as ice.
Yeah, I don't think it has any water.
Keep talking, I'll check.
See, Suicune type water. It says so on Google.
It does ice attacks, though. And it fires beams and stuff, which is weird. But, yeah, Suicune is one of the worst characters players, in my opinion. All his attacks take way long to charge up. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's just water. Damn it.
Yeah, okay. So I think it would be the first water type. I don't think there's a fairy type, though, to be fair, either.
No, it's not a fairy type, definitely.
Gardevoir is a fairy type.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Gardevoir. I don't know my name. I mean,
but this is the thing, though. In the game, typing doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It means pittance.
It does, yeah. It's like, it doesn't count as like extra damage or anything, which is an interesting choice because it still says it's super effective with the annoying. Commentator who talks over your battles, which I had to turn her off.
Because
she drove me insane.
She is.
It's like, you did a move there. Like, I know.
What do you think of the voice acting in the game? Just like,
there's only one way I could describe that.
It does get grating after a while. I was like, come on,
Just like no effort put in at all, really.
I'm just like, no. I'm like, stop talking, just let me fight.
I mean, another annoying niggle that I do have is there is like a level up system in it. Like every time you do a certain battle, you level up. But it doesn't seem to make any difference.
No, it doesn't.
If you're like, you leveled up your attack, it's like, I'm doing the same amount of damage I was when I was level 2.
Yeah, it's pretty much rubbish. I think only probably applies to the versus online or whatever.
Because I was, because you fight Shadow Mewtwo like at various points throughout the tournament, the main tournament mode. And when I first fought him, he destroyed me in like 2 hits.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna level up my Sceptile. We're gonna take him down. And so I first fought him when I was level like 4 or 5 with the Sceptile. I trained to like level 22.
I think
so. Like, I'm ready to go. I fought him again, and he destroyed me in 2 hits.
I think my final fight with Shadow Mewtwo just let me win because I got thrashed by it like 3 times in that final fight, and then by the fourth time, I was like, okay, we're just gonna go easy on you, and I was able to beat it. So I was like, I guess that's a victory.
His burst attack, though, is like the most impressive thing I've seen.
Oh, yeah. That's
so just like
crazy.
He just destroys the earth. It's like, wow, okay.
Like, oh, yeah. That's fine. But yeah, Pokken Tournament, I really like. It's certainly like a unique fighter, which is really good to have on the Wii U. On the Wii U. So that's one of the reasons why I do hope it comes to the Switch as well.
Yeah, I just hope if it does come to Switch, then we do get the extra content, the extra characters, and maybe some more stages. Because some of the stages are just like, it's this stage at night. That's a typical fighting game thing.
Some variants as well. Although, like, the music is quite good. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, remixes of, like, classic Pokemon themes. Because, like, there are... Like Magikarp Festival.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Oh, God. The Shadow Mewtwo theme is awesome. I love it.
I quite like it. Was that used in the recent Nintendo voice app?
It was the outro music, yeah.
See, I know these things. But yeah, so, Harrison, do you want to take over for the next one?
Yes. I'll talk about it briefly just because I had said it almost ad nauseum, it seems like, to friends and basically on various other podcasts talking about a game, and of course that I was playing Lewis's game that recently came out, Twisted Fusion, and the thing is that I do commend him for such him and his group for a good job of what he's done in there. I mean, sure, there's things I could probably take apart about it for being a little lacking in areas. I mean, for a game that they did whatever, I help him, like, you know, it's a start, it really is. And
I agree to totally, Harrison. To be honest, it's a really good game. It's for like $4 or $5 in that, wherever you're buying it. it's been really interesting, and it's the fact that we know someone who's actually gone through the process. I found that more interesting, and like how it all works and things. But it is actually a really good little fun little dungeon crawler as well. It's not like it's not a massive amount there, but it does what it does well. So. But so please carry on.
But it's that's how it goes to whatever. I mean, I think I'm near the final boss. I mean, I completed what was assumed the sixth tower or something like that, and
yeah,
I assume there's probably something more after that. But you know, it's no, I'm enjoying what I got.
Mm.
And a very short, sweet, and everything like that. So,
Matt, do you want to go through?
Yeah, mine's quite quick, which is a shame because I know how much you love this game, Jack. It's Fire Emblem Revelations. I'm trying to get it done before Pokemon Sun and Moon because I'm trying to get through my backlog, and I know when Sun and Moon comes out, I'll be playing that nonstop. Both Xenoblade games, being Xenoblade 3D on my 3DS and Xenoblade X on my Wii U, I haven't touched them in ages, and I feel. Sadly, I probably won't even get back to them anytime soon. So I've just kind of given up on like finishing them. Why have you put it here, Jack? just been like in an arena. just shouting.
What?
Wait, hold on. Who put that? Who put that?
It wasn't me.
It's me.
Sam. We're keeping this in. But yeah, so I'm trying to like finish my backlog. I'm not sure how many hours I put in to Fire Emblem Fates, but it's probably like almost 100 hours overall, which for me is quite impressive. So I'm more than halfway, I think. More than halfway to finishing. I've just recruited Silas. And right now he's like really powerful. He's a really powerful unit. But I think I was talking about this with Mickey. I'm not sure if this was recorded or not, but when we were doing the last episode, you mentioned to me that Revelations does try to wrap things up too quickly. Because what Revelations does is that it does serve like a good story in that you're choosing to side with neither kingdoms and trying to just bring peace. And both sides think that you're the traitor and so on and so forth.
So, it was discussed. I can't remember.
It was discussed, but I'm not sure if it was in the episode or not. But I do see Mickey's point in that, like, the story does seem to be, like, a bit too, oh, this character's now here, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
But then again, they are combining, like, pretty much all characters for both sides in a shorter game. So for that, I kind of understand it, but yeah, it's good. I'm still having a good time. That's all I can say, really. It's still really good. I probably won't be needing the DLC like I did need for Conquest, but I'm not too sure. But I am planning on playing the second pack of DLC, which includes all stuff to do with the children of the game. That looks quite interesting. But after I finish Revelations, who knows, I may be doing a review. I need to start getting those done again.
Mm, of all three?
I'm just going to bring together all three, because I don't think I can necessarily review each one separately.
I don't think it would have been fair, because it gives you a broader, bigger picture of the story as you've done all three.
I would assume. I think like it's better to treat Fire Emblem Fates as like a whole experience more than just three separate stories, and because you really are missing out if you just limit yourself to just the one path, really.
Pretty much.
So I'm trying to get that finished before Sun and Moon, which we may be discussing by the time the next episode comes out. Who knows? All right.
Who knows?
Let's see. Sam, do you want to go next?
I can do. I've been
we've got a lot of similar ones, to be fair, Sam, haven't we? So
discuss both. Basically, just very so quickly, I've been playing Super Mario 3D World for my channel, as well as Super Mario RPG, which I didn't put on this list for some reason. But yeah, I've been playing those. Pokemon Go, just I've been doing new updates, just it's worth it. I've got so many more new ones as well.
Yeah, same here. I've got all three starters now.
Oh, nice. I'm
almost up to full evolutions. I just need Venusaur and Charmander.
I can evolve a lot to get new Pokemon like Gengar and
Saving all the ones for their XP boost.
Yeah, I've got a lucky egg in preparation, but I'm selling the right time.
I'm just like, sod it. I just want to get them all now. I can't be. Yeah. But I got like.
Before the Halloween update, I was getting like one new Pokemon maybe every 2 weeks or so.
Mm.
As in like new for the Pokedex. Now it seems to be like I'm getting one every day. So it's definitely changed.
I got, it doesn't feel like a bit. Yeah.
I got Rapidash today. I got Dugong yesterday.
Nice.
I can't remember who else I got.
Nidoking this week as well, which I
I need Nidoking and Nidoqueen. I think I'm close to getting a Victory Bell because that's like 125 candies altogether. But yeah, I'm getting there slowly but sure. I think I'm at like 109 caught now. So getting there.
109, eh?
Yeah. Oh, someone's going to boast now, aren't they?
Ooh. I'll have to load it up and tell you.
Yeah.
What other games have you been playing?
Mario Party Star Rush.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying it, especially with the amiibo function, because I know how frustrating the CPUs can be. So you get the added advantage. It's like, oh look, here's a character, they can't steal that character, and you get a double dice block at the start of the game. I'm like, oh good. Play with amiibo from now on.
Cheat.
It's not a cheat. I beg your pardon. If they put it in as part of a function, then I'm gonna use it.
How does it compare to Island Tour? Because I played Island Tour and it was a bit of a disappointment.
I never did get a chance to play Island Tour.
Don't worry about it.
There's a lot more variety. I think it's pretty good, personally. It can really change.
Island Tour was weird because you basically had like three or four turns and the game was done.
That was it.
This one's still short, but there are quite a lot of levels in the game. There's quite a lot of variety of different levels. I think every single game, everyone's got a chance of winning.
Okay.
I think it's definitely more spread out now. Is it
closer to like the traditional Mario parties, or like, you know, from like 1 to 7?
It's a bit more. It basically used 10 sort of format of fighting the boss, a boss character, but it's. It's a bit hard to describe because you don't get like mini games every single end of turn. You've got to hit into a balloon to get a mini game.
You all move at once. You hit a dice and then you plot out your route and then you all move at once. It's quite.
But I do like the moving all at once. It does work quite well.
Well, I bet that speeds things up a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Definitely.
But then you're then fighting for ally characters, and you're just like, it's my character! Or you're then joining each other.
If you all see Mario, because normally they put like four characters up at once, or maybe two, three characters up at once.
And then add more later on as the game goes on.
As you go through different stages, because you fight up to three bosses every stage, so you've got at least three.
It increases with the number of stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted so badly to go back to like an old school Mario Party style. It's bored, everyone takes a turn. They were fun. They were great games. Yeah.
I've always said like Mario Party 2 was probably my favourite.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's so that 2 and 3 are like the two best ones.
2 and 4
I remember picking up the first one and then regretting my decision when I had all those blisters all over my hand.
Destroyed your hand.
Yeah, Tug of War and that ghost riding, like bike riding one. Oh my god.
I remember 6 on the GameCube being quite good, actually. Except for the microphone.
Oh yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, that was
I would like. I would like one day just to sit through like all the Mario Parties just one by one, because like the only ones I've played are like 8, 9, and then
you can pick up 2 on the Wii U now. I think
that's
you can.
Funny, yeah,
which is worth a look. I think
I'm gonna pick that up then.
I think one was good, but I think the fact that you needed to basically collect 100 stars really. To unlock the final board.
Yeah, you did.
Took so long, dude. It was just so annoying.
I think you're only like 4 or 5 stars per every like, yeah. Every
I game think there was 8 or 9. Might be 8. I'm pretty sure it was 8.
What's that?
Which one it was to unlock that board.
Oh, jeez.
Other than that...
Oh, I bought 122 Pokemon and seen 131, by the way.
Rub. Wait, what?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, sorry about Pokemon Go. Other than Mario Party, I've been playing... did we mention Color Splash?
No, we haven't
yet. I've been playing Paper Mario Color Splash.
I love it.
How far are you?
I got pretty far when I first played it for like the first week or so. Then I got really ill and stopped playing everything.
How far are we talking? How many stars?
I got as far as the one. There's a stage where you've got to get a chain chomp.
When I first started
the game, you start in a hub point, and then you get the whole map shown to you of where you've got to go, and just seeing every single spot, you can see like a little circle on, which obviously shows there's a level on that little spot. And it was just so huge when I first saw the map. I'm like, this is going to take me forever to play this.
It does feel like a long game. But I've managed to get 5 of the big paint stars. So I've only got one more to go.
I've only got one, I think, or two, maybe.
I'm almost there. I am enjoying it. Some of the bits are damn frustrating.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. There's maybe 2-3 levels at the most I've found very irritating,
because it's very similar in style to Sticker Star,
yeah,
but it's got its own sort of battle mechanic to it, and the best thing about the whole game in general is just the look.
Yeah,
the whole design of the game is absolutely outstanding. The fact that you've got like little cardboard cutout things in the background, like Hank holding up like clouds and things. The actual look and design of it is so brilliant.
It's really good. And the humor is so funny. The
humor is amazing. The Shy Guys are one of the main sort of enemies in the game. Basically, they're going around sucking color out with straws.
I've heard the writing's really good.
Yeah. And it's like there's little things like there was a queue of Shy Guys at a Toad coffee shop. And they're all in this queue, and like you can talk to each of them individually, and then they're all saying things like, "Oh, what's this queue for? Well, oh, let's just get in it anyway," kind of thing. I don't even like coffee, but I'm in the queue anyway. And it's like, what the hell is going on here? And then you talk to the Toad at the cafe, at the actual cafe bar thing, and he says, "Mario, you got to get in line. I can't serve you." So it's like, what? But. I think there are some tough points in it, but I think as you go further in, it sort of gets let down by the battle system.
No. It'll get better, trust me.
You get better.
I will say, if you're as far as you are now, be prepared for a couple of trial and error moments.
Okay.
But they have spotted it and made adjustments so it's not as frustrating overall.
Okay, I do remember actually where I finished now, because there was like a Colosseum area sort of thing.
And you had to. You got to be prepared for that one.
Yeah, I went into there and I fought the boss in that area. Not to spoil it, I don't want to spoil it. But you have to basically fight loads and loads of old Mario enemies, like Goombas and like Koopa Troopers, and there's Hammer Bros. But you've got to fight like 5 or 6 in each battle, and they just keep coming and coming and coming and through until. And the whole system is based on. The battle system is all based on cards you have. So I think. I don't know how many you can hold maximum, Sam. I don't know.
99 cards.
99 cards. But you use 2 cards. You can use up to 2 cards every sort of attack. And it could be like hammers, jumps.
It increases as you go.
Increases as you go through. But. you don't realize how quickly you use all those cards in each individual battle, and despite the fact you can pick up loads of cards on the travels, lots of the stronger ones are in the shops, which you've got to go back to, go and buy again, come back through. It's a lot of to and fro in, but I think that makes it a bit more longer than it shows off.
You've also got to be careful of what type of attack you use on a type of enemy. So, you don't want to go using a jump attack on a spiky enemy because you basically hurt yourself.
That was that sort of happened in the old Paper Mario games as well.
Yeah, and then you got to use a hammer one on spiky ones, and then you can't use a hammer one on a shielded enemy, and then.
But then they do brilliant things in the battle system, you use real world items.
The thing cards.
The best way to describe them are like summons from Final Fantasy.
Yeah, they're called thing cards. They're really weird. It's basically because Mario Color Splash is about paint. You basically find these real world items, and then you squeeze all the paint out of them. And they turn into a card, and then as Jack says, you summon the item. It does a really special sort of super animated attack, which is quite.
I'll share one from my YouTube channel with you, Colin. Basically, there was one which was a piggy bank.
The piggy.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I love the piggy.
And, he basically does a little break dance and then attacks all the enemies. It is so good.
It's brilliant. It is brilliant.
I think for humour alone, I think it's, really, really good. It's just...
Fair enough.
Like I said, the storytelling and the actual narrative of the game is just so good. I mean, it does get sort of it's lacking in areas, but you can sort of ignore those areas because they've done so well with all the other areas, kind of thing. But it's well worth a pickup. I do recommend it, kind of thing. I honestly think it's probably the best Wii U game I've played all year.
Wow, okay.
So I've played a lot of Wii U games.
I was going to say, it's not a huge amount to choose from because this is the last real... Wii U game outside of Zelda.
I'm still waiting for Shantae. Blimmin' half genius.
Oh, yeah.
I want to cry. I want it now.
Yeah. Ukulele as well next year.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only other ones I can really.
That's going to be a bit harsh, trying to release it on the Wii U, though. I think that should. Well, hopefully it does come to Switch eventually.
I'd promise likely, yeah.
Other than that, I played. Obviously, as I've described earlier, I've been playing. Animal Crossing. I've managed to get Wolf Link, and I'm just about to get Medley in my town, and then I'm going to go for the Squid Sister squirrels.
Wait,
so,
which one unlocks Medley?
It's the Toon Link one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The Smash line, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. The Calamari ones will unlock the special Calamari squirrels, and then I'll probably go for Pig Ganon. And then just the octopus. And then that's probably all the ones I can exhaust. Oh, and Epona. God, I can't forget Epona. But I think I have to wait to the new amiibo. Darn it. Which I have pre-ordered, luckily. That's about it. That's what I've been playing. Jack, what have you been playing other than what we've just discussed?
Other games which aren't actually Nintendo related.
Well, you can mention one.
Where can I?
Sonic.
yeah, I've been playing lots of... Because now I've got a new laptop and I've been sort of playing about with it and things and using Windows 10. It's really weird trying to get used to it.
Yep.
I've been doing a few recordings and things for my YouTube channel.
Okay.
I've been recording Undertale because I love that game. I think it's amazing. I don't know if either of you two, any of you guys have experienced, I know Sam has.
Many.
I've not yet played Undertale. I've heard many great things about it.
Yes.
I still get to play it.
Got to.
Harrison, have you played?
Which game?
Undertale.
No, I did not. I have a lot of room. I have a lot of respect for it.
And you can go and watch my fantastic video series all about it. Yeah. but I've been playing through that. I want more people to play that game. It's just so good. It's so well done. And I did want to have a quick shout out to Alex Kinch again. He's a friend of ours who runs Shikasa Reading with a few other friends of ours. He I basically had an argument with him midweek. I was saying that Sonic CD was a game a lot of people missed, which is a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And he's basically arguing with me the fact that he thought it was awful and that Sonic 4 was a better game.
Oh,
good
no.
Lord. Cool. No, no,
and
no,
I was
no,
just
no,
like,
no.
How can you say that? It's just...
Nah. Sonic CD is pretty good, pretty solid.
Sonic 4 is good, but it's just...
Sonic 4, it is okay. It is okay. It's better than Sonic 3.
Yeah, I guess. Sort of. But... I did a little video for him to say, look, this is Sonic 4 and this is why it's awful kind of thing. So, yeah, if you like that sort of stuff, go and have a look and have a laugh. But, yeah, other than that, I've not really played a lot more. Like I said, I'm going back to Color Splash. I've been playing Twisted Fusion, as we mentioned. And, yeah, I think you should all go pick that up for £4 or whatever it is. It's really good, and I'm sure we will, like, keep raving about it until you're doing the pace. But,
yeah. So,
anyway.
Yeah, I think that wraps it up. I do have
it,
to
really?
Get... Well, I think so. Do you have any more?
No.
Sorry.
I've been playing Dragon Ball Xenoverse, but...
Die, Nintendo.
Yeah, that's on the Xbox, so I don't really want to talk about
it. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
but yeah, like, I've got to be get around to playing Twisted Fusion and Animal Crossing myself.
Same.
But yeah, so that wraps
it's
up.
£4.
Well, no, like I've Lewis gave me a review code to do it, so that's why I need to get around to doing it.
You've got it for free. You still not played it.
Oh God! It's just to me. I'll do it on the channel.
God. Sorry. I'll see if I'll see if Lewis could give you one. I'm not sure, Sam, but
yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'll
trouble
ask.
Now.
Oh, so that wraps up for this section. So let's move on to our final section. And this is the final section. Welcome. This is the shout out section, as you should be aware. But basically, it's simply that a shout out section. Harrison and Colin, do you have any... Wait, Lewis is back? What? What is Lewis doing back there?
What?
With Docs?
He's probably making sure that we're plugging Twisted Fusion. It's okay.
We are. All right. Yeah, so like, just quick message from Lewis. Twisted Fusion, go and check it out. It's on the Wii U for quite a low price.
Yep.
We've been talking about it. We've been praising about it in this episode, and I'm sure... if Lewis was here, he'd persuade you to. But I think you should. It looks quite cool. But yeah, so there's your cheeky plug for Twisted Fusion, Lewis. That doesn't seem... That sounds like a euphemism, anyway. Harrison, Harrison and Colin, do you have any shout-outs that you want to shout out?
I think we have one shout-out. It's just... if you like Nintendo news and witty banner from anything, check out Colin, Lewis, and I's podcast, Nintendo Voice.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And my final one is, I also occasionally write for Pure Nintendo Magazine or PureNintendo.com. Okay. Give them a follow on Twitter as well. They're great people. Right. Very good. And I'm pleasure possibly just join with all of them. They're all great people.
Yeah, nice. We like good people.
We all like good people, that's what it is. Colin, I see one little mention here for shout-outs.
Well, it's been written for me. apparently, I have to shout out about My Little Pony Cross Tekken, which is apparently an amazing game which I do not know of or I've ever played.
If they make that...
Doesn't even exist.
Wow.
If they do make that, I'll just cry. That's terrible.
You would buy it and you'd tell us all about it in the next...
I'll have to come back on the show and be like, guys, look at
they finally got it out. Wow.
All right. Awesome. Jack, do you want to go next?
I can go next. I did something a bit silly on the podcast page because I was bored at work. So I asked a community question to everyone, and the community question, if I can remember what it was. Here it is. Which Nintendo character would you vote for president or prime minister, and why? And I got a few replies. Alex Kinchoy, as mentioned earlier, he said Wario. He's overweight and he isn't an ideal role model, but that makes him the people's person. He doesn't have the healthiest lifestyle, but he does have the potential to be a hero, one we need. So, yeah, thanks for that, Alex, I guess. And Troy Thompson said Luigi because of the Death Star stare.
Of course.
Right, of course.
Stare all his opponents down.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need. And there was one more from Malik Emery, who said Doc Lewis, who is the trainer of Little Mac. So, you know, if he can train Little Mac to beat Tyson, who knows what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thanks for that, guys. Do any of you guys have any sort of thoughts of who you had to choose one Nintendo character to be a president or a leader? Who would you choose?
This is kind of funny because over on Nintendo Voice, we've actually asked a very, very similar question.
Yeah.
but I. I think Link would make a great candidate.
He's a man of few words.
He keeps his mouth shut, so he's gonna get on all right.
So, Mr. President, what do you think of this new build?
Something bad happened, and they just like he just plays the ocarina like that. Like, okay, let's go back 3 days.
Let's go back.
She's the presidential way. Hey, listen.
Oh God, that'd be horrible.
Oh God. I'm not sure who.
Yeah, Song of Time would definitely be used a lot.
I'm not sure.
If you choose anyone, Matt, who would you choose?
I'm looking at my like Smash line right now. If there's any character with political background, it's the villager from Animal Crossing. He's been a mayor of his own town.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Very good.
That's a town, not a blooming presidential.
Still a mayor.
He's still a leader, though.
Of a few animals.
He wants to live in a tent.
Pulling out weeds.
All he has to do is go, there's a butterfly, go chase it.
Yeah, he'll ruin the economy. We'll be like bug hunting and trading it for stuff. We'll be finding furniture and trees to be
good. He does have a good financial advisor, Tom Nook. So
infinite storage space in his pockets.
So that was a good question, really, wasn't it? So hopefully, we can come up with some more awful questions to ask the community, and they can answer for us. So, yeah.
Right,
Sam, did you have anyone who you'd like to think about? I want to say
Rosalina. She's a of a galaxy, really, and she's never been caught by any bad people, and she'd be a good ruler. It's fair. I don't know. Think of anybody I could think off the top of my head of kind of rules, really, but yeah.
We'll accept it. That's good. I did just want to have a quick shout out to another podcast, the DNA Network. They're another sort of gaming podcast channel. They've basically invited some of us or one of us to come onto their show whenever we can sort of fit in. So I'll try and organise something to schedule one of us in, or they come on our channel or whatever. Well, we'll sort something out. And I just wanted to say thanks very much for the invite. Very nice of you.
Right. I'll check them out then. Yeah.
They're on Twitter at the DNA Network. So yeah, go and add them and say hello. So yeah, cool.
All right, Sam, who do you have for shout-outs?
I, as always, have the lovely and impeccable Street Pass UK. Go check it out on the Street Pass UK website, obviously for like your local events. Go meet people, have some fun, play some games. It's there just to be a good fun time, and you can meet so many people. Don't be afraid to ever go out there and meet new people and make new friends.
We'll have to invite these guys along, because I didn't realize how close Colin, you've mentioned before, you sort of round by us down the south sort of way.
Yeah,
Lewis as well. Yeah,
And yeah. Lewis is literally just down the road from us.
Yeah.
So we'll have to try and organise something.
Harrison, and,
Harrison, we'll fly you over.
He's not far away.
We'll fly you over.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need it.
Yeah. We're going to need to do that for a lot of people, for some of the people we've had on there.
Yeah.
Roger's Base and that.
Roger's Base, Malik, Tinderbads.
Matthew.
Yeah. Actually, I think, like, this is the first time that we've got, like, a whole other podcast coming. We have had Nintendo Dads, but Zach wasn't able to make it that day, I don't think.
No, he wasn't.
So I think this is the first episode with, like, a whole other podcast. Although Lewis did drop out after the news, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And speaking of the podcast, just shout out to you guys, Harrison, Lewis, and Colin, Nintendo Voice. Go check them out. They are
awesome. Every episode.
They are genuinely like some of the nicest guys I've ever met. Like, give all of them a follow, as well as the podcast Nintendo Voice.
Indeed.
I'll put their Twitter handles in the description below.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we try to be nice, you know. We
try to be nice.
We try to be nice, but we'll bite your head off if you ask for a question.
It's like just giving you a backup, just in case if you accidentally just be an arse. Just like, oh, I'm trying to be nice, all right? Just
exactly.
Give me some space.
You get on the wrong side of me, I'll be irksome.
Well, my showers are more of announcements. Per se, really. The first is for a site called Nintendo Prime. I saw on Twitter, I think it was Monday night, that they are looking for new writers. So you could apply to be... Hold on, I'll get up the list. But one is just a news writer. So that's just doing the news pretty much daily. The other is editorial writer, which is just more creative articles. Let me see, is it still available? I can't remember the other one. Oh, video people. They're looking for that as well. So they are looking for new people to... here we are. We are looking for passionate folks to post and create Nintendo content. So you can apply for news writers, editorial writers, video content creators. So one of those three. And right now, I'm the first... editorial writer for the site.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
So, like, there are a couple of news writers already, and then of course there's the big boss who's part of Zelda Informer. That's where most of the applicants have gone the idea of this for. There are about a couple of news writers. There's one manager. There's no video content creators so far yet. I'm not sure. But yeah, so as editorial writer, these are like more creative stuff. So some stuff the deadline, or at least the set time rather, is around once every 2 weeks. So it's more bi-weekly. And what it is that, because if you don't know already, I also write for a site called VGTribune.com. The site is available there and so on and so forth. VGTribune, that will be reserved mainly for Music Monday, which is a regular article I do, where you just get to send in video game music and it's on an article.
Or Tune Tuesday.
Yeah. Tune Tuesday, if we miss it, like we did this week, unfortunately.
We always do.
Nintendo Podcast System, that's also found on VGTribune.com. And I also need to start getting more news on the site again, as well as just more reviews. I have a couple of ideas in mind, being Danganronpa, because I can't get enough of that. As well as reviews for Pokken and a review for Fire Emblem Fights when I finish Revelations.
So I still need to do that too.
I am planning on doing more articles like that, but that's for Fiji Tribune. Over on Nintendo Prime, they're more creative stuff. So if you do remember a while back, I did do a top 5 list of Nintendo games that could make good anime. That was one article that I did for Fiji Tribune, but that's the sort of stuff that you'd be seeing on Nintendo Prime, sort of like the top 5s. One other idea I have in mind is this feature called Gem Hunter, where I just pick out sort of like a hidden gem of a console. For example, one, people should know this, but it's got to be Inazuma 11. The greatest football game of all time, no doubt.
Sonic CD.
Shush, Jack.
It's a good game.
It's a good game, yeah. Like, in a Zoom 11, that'll probably be the first of Jim Hunter if I do it. So yeah, so that's basically a rundown of like what the difference between my roles on each side. But yeah, I'm incredibly excited to be working with Nintendo Prime. This seems so out small, but the Nathan, who is running the site, he thinks that we could be seeing. Well, there was over like 110 applicants for a job, so that's really impressive. So I can't wait to see who else will be joining the editorial crew. But yeah, so I'm really happy to be part of the Nintendo Prime family. So give them a follow at Ninty Prime on Twitter. The other thing is more of an announcement in general. I was thinking about this for a while, but we are planning on having a Discord server for the podcast. So what this is that you could just chat with us about all things Nintendo and Discord. So like just be just a random topic. If I'm just being a bit lazy or just like a bit bored, I could just go, oh, I'm planning on playing Rumbo in a bit, who wants to join me? And then you could just go, oh, I'll join, and then I'll post the code in the server, and then you could just join and we could just play games together. So this will create positive gaming community. Although it is small within this podcast community, I hope that this will create a nice one. And there's also a separate chat channel where you can just simply put in questions that we will read out in the show. But yeah, we're getting that sorted, aren't we, guys? We're
pretty much ready.
It's pretty much ready, yeah.
We'll have to organise some days and free time when we can
get people to join up. Because once you're on, you're on. It doesn't matter. It's just more getting people on with, because the invites for these things only last about 30 minutes, so we need to arrange it properly with people.
Cool.
But myself, Matt, or Jack can do these.
Probably.
Yay.
I'm relatively new to Discord. I just joined today, so I could be interviewed for Nintendo Prime. but it's a good service. And but yeah, I just really hope that we could just build a really good community here. Mm. You know, because I do like that social aspect, so I hope we could definitely do something here with this.
Mm.
Take you all down in Splatoon and Smash.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright, so yeah, that's mainly all it is for me. So that's it for the shout out section. I think this is only about like an hour and a half episode.
About that.
Something's wrong here, clearly.
I clearly can't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. well.
Okay, let's do one final question then.
All right.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Sure.
Here we go. So we've all seen Nintendo Switch and the design of it and all that, and we've had a couple of weeks to sort of mull it over and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What are we expecting to be the best feature of this console?
Aside from its portability, or...?
Aside from its portability, of course.
But... That's a tough one.
Yeah?
Personally, I'm hoping we just, like, better online integration. Mainly just, like, messaging, friends list, and all that kind of stuff. I hope that's more streamlined, and Nintendo wanted to be, like, truly unique, possibly even revolutionary. So they make Wi-Fi capable of on the go, because they do use NVIDIA technology, right? So
yeah,
maybe they may take advantage of 4G and stuff, who knows? It's just an idea.
So it could work. For me, this thing's best selling point is going to be the same selling point for any Nintendo system, is the first party content that's going to be on it. That'll be its most like amazing feature.
Yeah.
All right.
Nintendo's behind it, so it's, yeah, that's got to be it.
Oh, I wasn't thinking in terms of the games. Like, the games will be great anyway. I don't think we need to argue that, but...
Oh, no.
Well, we're already getting Breath of the Wild, probably a Mario Kart 8 port as well as Splatoon, and rumours are suggesting a Smash port, so how can you complain? You're in a new Mario game! So...
Cool.
Yeah, Harrison?
Yes.
That's Harrison's thoughts on the Nintendo Switch.
Well, me... Well, again, I'm clearly excited for this, and I just hated to know, like, whether things becomes the what's inside and, you know, how things are powered and what are the games. As far as the bad stuff, get the bad stuff out of the way quick, because you don't want the bad stuff to trickle out after the reveal and the launch dates happen, and that's when numbers start to plummet.
This is why they've probably kept it quiet, so they could fix things rather than saying, oh, look, this is what it does, and then, like, there's a problem with it, and then it's like, oh, sugar.
I kind of hope they're up front with the bad stuff, though. I don't want to be like, they show it off in January and be like, yeah, these are all the best things about it. Mm. And then, like, we find out about the bad stuff, like, after the event. It's like, why can't you just tell us the battery life saying, like, 3 hours?
I'm sure they'll be a bit more upfront in this Direct. I
hope so.
I think it's just that they've had to be quiet to make sure it's all working properly before release.
Mm.
Yeah. See, I'm getting good at these questions.
Yeah, that's the thing. Other people, like,
full of them.
Yeah, we could just post questions in the Discord chat.
Yeah.
Right, so I think we have almost wrapped it up here. Right, Harrison and Colin, where can people find you?
For Twitter, you can find me at H. Milfeld, and that's all one word. And Miiverse, you can find me under Hybrid Meta, and that's one word.
As for me, Twitter is at Helium Bard, and Miiverse is Cole1990. If you want to find us all at the same place, you can just look at Nintendo Voice. We're all there.
And Lewis,
nice, yeah.
Is that Illusion?
Lewis has the weirdest name for his company, but
I think
it is.
The V is silent.
Mm-hmm.
It is at Illusion, which is Luvsion.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, yeah, you can find myself at AceGibbo. You can also find me on Fiji Tribute and now Nintendo Prime. Jack, where can people find you?
You can find me at Gorny7789 on Twitter, also on Facebook, YouTube, and loads of other places on the internet, but lots of them I don't really want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. The criminal database, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
And Sam, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at SamSpade_UK, as well as at SamSpadeGaming, which is also on Facebook, and my YouTube channel, SamSpadeGaming.
Nice. And you can find the podcast, Nintendo Podcast System, on YouTube. Just search for it. On iTunes and Podomatic as well. Our Twitter handle is at @NPodcastSystem, and so is our Facebook. In addition, our email is NintendoPodcastSystem@gmail.com. We never get any email, so it's practically pointless, but we have to include it, you know.
It is there for you if you have any burning desires or questions.
It's just there to prove that we do indeed have an email, and it's not, like, non-existent.
You can find all of them in the description in iTunes and YouTube, so have a look down there if you want to find it. Down there, go on, down there, that's it. Come right on. Down there.
And Harrison, what is the music playing us out?
The final one, it's a bit of a retro oddball here, but of a series that I kind of I think, like, Nintendo should unearth, whatever. It's one of those things from y'all still here?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Let me start over. Well, anyway, my ending bit that I'm going to do for here is from an old NES cult classic of sorts. It was basically released around the same time as The Legend of Zelda on the NES disc system. So basically they were sibling games, same way how Metroid and Kid Icarus were. So in this game I'm talking about, this theme I'm talking about is the mysterious Umurasame Castle in the main theme. And it's a series that kind of, it finally released on the 3DS eShop. for the in the US and for the US and Europe, and it was the first time it was ever released there. So
all right,
check that out. And anytime if you ever see an assist trophy, you see a samurai pop out, whatever, just throwing blades. That's the main, that's the character we're talking about in this game. So enjoy.
And Sakurai was considering him to be in Smash Bros., wasn't he?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It was definitely up for consideration, but I think it's because like fans wouldn't know him all that well.
Yeah, that is super niche. Yeah,
it is. Does seem to be like even by like Sakurai standards.
Yeah. Even Fire Emblem was considered niche at one point. So.
Oh, it was.
Fire Emblem wasn't even out in Europe, and it was.
Yeah.
Wow. So that wraps it up for Nintendo Podcast System episode 34. I'm not sure of a title yet, but that's like one of the hardest things about this podcast is like a title. Like sometimes it's just like so good, it's just like bam, we got it right there. It's a sizzler. Mm. There we go. But other times it's just like I have to think like so hard about it, and it's just like we need a title, so I'll just go with this.
Yeah.
So this is annoying because it could be like a really good episode, but it just has like mundane title.
Yep.
The untitled episode.
Okay, that's going to be it. The untitled episode. There we go. That's
no.
The title.
No.
We'll think of something. Don't worry.
Hopefully.
You probably already know before we do. It's already here. You can already see it.
It's already here.
I'm confused.
This conversation's pointless. Wrap it up, man.
So that wraps up for episode 34 of the Nintendo Podcast System. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and happy gaming.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
How are you doing, Colin?
I'm doing good. I had to like rush here, but it's all good. It's worth it for this.
There's Sam.
There he is. We're all there.
It didn't like notify me. I was like, God damn it.
Cool.
Well, so just to warn you guys, after all the hassle, I may have to duck out early.
Oh!
Like, admittedly, we started where we said we would. That may not have been an issue.
Yeah, Colin, you're in the Google Doc, so feel free to just add.
Yeah, no, I'm flicking for it right now.
Uh-huh.
So is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wait, why am I... My Little Pony Cross Tekken, what?
Harrison's not realised what he's talking about yet.
You could change that, you know, Colin.
No, it's staying.
You have to just roll with it. You have to tell us about
this game. I'm going with it.